the media, in essence, there's nothing wrong with the media, but there's everything wrong with the people that are in the media,
yeah,
that work the spaces and that write the articles. And I mean, like, it always varies. Yes, I know that, like, the lives of celebrities are of great interest, but I mean, like, I've seen, like, over my 15-year span in the game, that, like, depending on who's the head editor, who's the head writer, who's the head entertainment, whatever, like, the tone of articles change.
Mm.
So if it's someone that really likes things and wants to be a celebrity themselves, then, like, they tarnish,
yep,
celebrities more. But if someone that's, like, appreciative of celebrities, like, you see it in the tone,
in the style,
and yes, in the way they write about. Like, if someone's got dirt on someone, it's dirt, you know, and, like, if it's out there and the journalists want to write about it, I mean, like, that's what they're there for, to report the news. But especially in South Africa, like, where, like, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're black, we're all new money, you know what I'm saying? And nobody really knows how to deal with new money. Even the guy that sweeps the streets, like, he's never had access to the amount of money that we have access to now. So it's just also very sad that, like, you'll get black journalists tarnishing black artists and celebrities. But I mean, like, you'll never open the newspaper and on the front page of the Sunday World read anything about Danny Kaye or
Gareth Cliff.
I'm saying, like, but it'll always be like Euphonic this or this one that,
right,
or,
blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah. So it's also like a mentality thing as black South Africans, that,
sure,
like, we want to rip each other to shreds.